Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 16 of the counting of the Omer. In our devotional 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, the I Am. John 8:58. Yeshua said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Aye asher aye, I am, will be, what I am, will be." Yeshua is one with the Father and proclaims he is the great I Am. He was in the beginning, and he is the Messiah of Israel and the world. This and verse 10:30 are Yeshua's clearest self-pronouncements of his divinity. On I Am, it was clear to the Judeans exactly what Yeshua's claim was, because they immediately took up stones to put him to death, verse 59, for blasphemy. Claiming to be God and specifically pronouncing God's name as Yeshua had just done were punishable by death, Leviticus 24:15-16. The Mishnah 7:5, Sanhedrin, the blasphemer is not guilty until he pronounces the name. John 4:26, Yeshua said to her, "I, the person speaking to you, am he." Literally, "I am the one speaking to you." Thus he answers everyone with questions whether Yeshua proclaimed his own messiahship. The declaration, "I am," echoes Adonai's self-revelation. "I am who I am," Exodus 3:14. Again, "Aye asher aye." Yeshua says this, "I am," 9 times in Yochanan's Gospel, implying a claim even greater than being the Messiah. Exodus 3:13, Moshe said to God, "Look, when I appear before the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" Verse 14, God said to Moshe, "Aye, asher, aye," and added, "Here is what to say to the people of Israel. Aye, I am, or I will be, has sent me to you. I am that I am. I am that, or what I am. I am the self-existent one, the eternal who always has been and always will be." It is shortened here to "I am," equivalent to Jehovah, the eternal. He is the great I Am. I and the Father are one. The same one is the Shema, Adonai our God. Adonai is one. Deuteronomy 6:4. Yeshua's self-assertion of his own divinity is occasioned by his regard for his followers. No one will snatch them from Yeshua or the Father's hands. Ani Beheav Echad Anachnu, I and the Father are one. Therefore, we who are in Yeshua's care have complete assurance that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which comes to us through the Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. Romans 8:31-39. The Ancient of Days, Daniel 7:9-14. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient One took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair on his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames with wheels of burning fire. A stream of fire flowed from his presence. Thousands and thousands ministered to him. Millions and millions stood before him. Then the court was convened, and the books were open. I kept watching the night visions. When I saw coming with the clouds of heaven someone like a son of man, he approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. To him was given rulership, glory, and a kingdom, so that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His rulership is an eternal rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. John 8:12. Yeshua spoke to them, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives light." 7 things of Yeshua in the Gospel or Besora of John. "I am the bread of life," John 6, 35. Yeshua answered, I am the bread which is life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever trusts in me will never be thirsty. I am the light of the world. John 8:12. Yeshua spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives light. I am the door of the sheep. John 10:7-9. So Yeshua said to them again, yes, indeed, I tell you that I am the gate for the sheep. All those who have come before me have been thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. If someone enters through me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. John 11:12. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, since he isn't a shepherd, and the sheep aren't his own, sees the wolf coming, abandons the sheep, and runs away. Then the wolf drags them off and scatters them. I am the resurrection and life. John 11:25. Yeshua said to her, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever puts his trust in me will live, even if he dies. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Yeshua said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the true vine. John 15:1-6. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch which is part of me but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it may be more fruit. Right now, because of the word which I have spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay united with me as I will with you, for just as the branch can't put forth fruit by itself apart from the vine, so you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me and I with them are the ones who bear much fruit, because apart from me you can't do a thing. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire where they are burned up. These are from the Complete Jewish Bible translation. Will never thirst because he can have rivers of living water flowing out of his innermost being. John 7:30-7:9. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, will meet every need and solve every problem. In the garden, when they came to arrest him, he proclaimed, I am. And the power of that name caused them to fall down before him. John 18:4-6. Yeshua, who knew everything that was going to happen to him, went out and asked, whom do you want? Yeshua from Nazareth, they answered. And he said, I am. Also standing with them was Yehuda, the one who was betraying him. When he said, I am, they went backward from him and fell to the ground. We are living in perilous times where fear would try to take hold of us and where pressure would try to tempt us to compromise who we are in Messiah. However, we need to keep our faith in Yeshua, the I Am of Yahweh. We need not fear when the great I Am is with us. Meditate on that truth during this time of preparing your hearts for Shavuot. Personal thoughts of I Am. Is Yeshua the great I Am in your life? Do you know the power of his name? Let him know that you have faith in who he is, the Messiah of Israel, who will never leave you nor forsake you. The blessing, Omer prayer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 16 days, which are 2 weeks and 2 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us speedily. Bo Yeshua, Bo, in Yeshua's name, amen.